The fleeing residents report that the suspected Allied Democratic Forces, ADF rebels, attacked the DRC village using hammers and machetes to avoid being heard. Many of the village residents are internally displaced people who had fled militia violence elsewhere. They entered Uganda through the Mpondre border post and are camped in Mpondre town in Uganda's Kasese district as they monitor the situation back home. Sylvester Mapozi is a chairperson for the Mpondre Lubiriha Town Council.
The total number of people who were received is 134. And among this was one Ugandan who had gone to the garden, and among them were children who just ran following the other multitudes going, running away for security. We have mobilized our community to contribute money that is feeding them, and some good citizens have given clothes to those who came without clothes.
Mapozi says most of the asylum seekers are staying near the border so they can quickly return to their homeland when normalcy returns. Brigadier General Felix Kuleije is the Uganda People's Defense Forces, UPDF, spokesperson. He says UPDF and the DRC Army are pursuing those responsible for the attack.
We understand that these fellows could have headed to the national park, the Congolese National Park. They are trying to run away from Ituri because of the fire the UPDF has been putting on them, together, of course, with the FRDC colleagues. And we are monitoring them.
The attack on Kasindi village comes on the heels of a joint operation being undertaken by the DRC and Uganda forces to flush out the rebels from Congolese forests. The ADF is an Islamist militant group that originated in Uganda and now uses the DRC as its base. It is among the largest of the more than 100 rebel groups operating in the eastern DRC. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.